Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
The employers group IBEC is calling on Dublin City Council. They want them to pause the implementation of the new city centre plans that are going to be introduced in August. And you might have heard, these plans aim to remove traffic travelling through Dublin city centre using a number of different measures, including closing parts of the quays to cars. And there's been a mixed reaction to this. Louis Copeland is with us on the line today. Louis is the owner of Louis Copeland and Sons. Louis, why should these new traffic measures be paused?
I totally agree with IBEC. I mean, they should pause it because nobody knows about this. It's like a secret kind of society, kind of we keep it a secret, and then when hopefully it doesn't come into power, everything's going to be all mixed up. People can't get from A to B. They said they did a survey of and 82% were in favour. I don't know anybody that was in that survey. I wasn't asked. Any of the retailers here wasn't asked. And I don't know. They come up with these imaginary kind of surveys. I don't know where they get them from.
Who, the council?
What do you mean? Yeah. So I'd love to know who the 82% agree with it.
But sure, they have to have surveyed. Dublin residents, Dublin commuters, motorists.
Yeah. Well, they must be invisible because I've never come across them.
Okay, but the actual.
I know there was a survey done on TV3 a couple of weeks ago, where they did a survey and 80% were against it. So, they should do another survey and ask the people that actually use the city.
Will you just explain, Louis, to listeners, first of all, that might not be familiar with these new measures, how they're going to affect commuters?
They haven't actually explained how it's going to happen. How we're going to get our deliveries, how are our staff going to get into work, how, and more importantly, how are our customers going to be able to come into town? It's bad enough at the moment, but trying to close off the quays, I think it's ludicrous.
And the idea is to close. It's only a certain part of the quays, though, isn't it? Bus gates.
Yeah, but where do you go? Nobody knows. No, they should pause it and come up with some other idea. But in fact, I'd love if it went back to 2019, where they didn't close off the streets and. Because things were running okay then, but now it's kind of ridiculous now. They should pause it if full stop.
I suppose the idea is to try and get more people to leave the car at home, isn't it, and use public transport and cut down on the traffic in the city.
Yeah, but let's have a good bus service first before we, don't put the cart before the horse. Have a proper transport system before you stop the cars coming in.
Okay, so we need to increase the public transport offering, make it more reliable, and then maybe look to these measures.
I think they need to do rethink it. And any retailer I spoke to would agree that they need to rethink it.
What about you, Tiago? Do you agree with Louis? Should these measures be paused until at least, I know they're due to be implemented in August, but should they be put on the sideline?
They should have been implemented years and years ago. We're talking about these things every, this is cyclical. When in the 80s, when Grafton Street was pedestrianized, the same arguments were being put to people. And I just put to you, do you want to reopen Grafton Street to traffic to make it easier for people to travel around? Not. We don't want that. We want a city which is for people. We want a city where me and my children and everybody like to visit. And that's not a city that is going back to prior to Grafton Street being pedestrianized. It is going forward, and it's making it much more similar to other cities that we go and visit, and we come back with tales of how wonderful it is. But we don't seem to want to do it here. And it's dismaying. In my view, The arguments are being put forward. Even the beginning of your argument was about the surveys. I mean, let's talk about the scheme. Let's talk about it, and let's not just put these statements where people can't get to places. Of course, they can get to places. It's to discourage people from doing trips through the city, from one end to the other part of the, and to the other end of the city center, when they don't need to. There are always ways of getting around. The same way, as I said, as a kind of the absurdity of reopening Grafton Street because it's difficult to get from, say, Rathmines to the Rotunda Hospital. That's the type of argument. Like, we tend to do it again and again. And I think that the business community knows better. I think that they know exactly that businesses are going to be serviced the same way Grafton Street and Henry Street are properly serviced. There is a management for that. Whatever impact that is going to be on the servicing of retail areas is going to be paid two and three and fourfold in the vitality of the city, which benefits no one more than businesses and the people who visit.
Are you concerned? Are you concerned, Louis, about footfall?
Yeah, I am actually, because Caton Street was pedestrianised, and in my opinion, it hasn't worked. It's been in existence for the last year, and it affected all the businesses in this area. So that argument doesn't for me. Cable Street hasn't worked with Cable Street.
But hasn't worked for retail businesses. Is that what you mean?
Hasn't worked for retail businesses, no.
So what about the impact then, Tiago, to business, or does that matter?
I go back to the examples that we have. Like, we have a thriving city. Look at when traffic was removed from or reduced on South William Street, where Suffolk Street, so you're talking, not even just talking about Grafton Street. When you look at all that, you're not telling me that those streets are dying. I mean, you go there anytime to South William Street, to Wicklow Street, to Suffolk Street. These places are thriving. Look at Temple Bar. These are places with no traffic. I mean, is it so difficult to actually look at the good examples? Capel Street is a half-hearted attempt that it has a temporary look to it. It needs to be made permanent, and that's part of this type of measures.
Okay.
And it needs to be the tone around the city. People need to realize that they need to find other ways, other times, other routes to get to places.
Okay. Do you agree with that, John? Do you think is that the message we need to send to people? Like, more of us just need to leave the cars at home, and we need to embrace public transport.
The short answer is no, I don't. Right, because this is, as Louis said, cart before the horse on an extraordinary scale. I'm all for the aspiration of the beautiful, clean city with people swanning around. But the vast majority of people that come into Dublin, whether by bus, by train, by dart, by car, by e-scooter, or whatever it is, are coming in to work. It's a commuting city, so people are coming in from the outside. So in the evening, the city empties. The example of Temple Bar, which is a tourist area, is a very poor example for a working city. Right. The other thing I'd point out that nobody has mentioned well yet today, but I've heard it in other places, is Dublin City Port is bang in the middle of the quays, right, in the middle of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And to access it, you have to go through the city, effectively. You can take the North Circular Road if you want to spend even more time in traffic, something I measured myself last October. It took longer to exit Dublin Port in a private car using the North Circular Road, staying away from the quays, than it took to go down the quays. And the reason why the quays is congested, even with the increase in bus occupancy and the number of buses and the dedication of bus lanes, is because you have cut the volume of traffic able to travel on the quays in the first place by reducing, in the vast majority of places, the traffic down to one lane.
Well, I think that is actually the council's point on this, is that they're saying the measures are not going to block access to the city centre, but they're just going to help to reduce the true traffic. And that's why they're looking at some of these bus gates.
Because there's no
keys.
Alternative. What's the alternative if you want to say, and you're talking about Bruce Springsteen there, or Bruce Springsteen there last night, and the O2 Arena. And crowds of people coming up either through Houston Station or coming up by car, how are they going to get to the Keys? How are they going to get to the destinations? This is the business that the city is chasing. This is the business that the traders in Dublin want to see coming. You have the Bord Gáis Theatre.
Yeah.
You have
They're all going to go through the suburbs, really, now, aren't they?
Correct.
Well, I'm sure the residents will have something to say about that.
Until the alternative is in place, you can't just remove the only viable existing infrastructure. That'd be my thought.
What about you, Pat? Do you think these changes to the traffic lanes that we're talking about, particularly along the Keys, do you think they should be paused?
Now, what was just said a second ago there was the need to be alternatives in place. And what's failing in a lot of things in this country is a very clear plan. Now, they were saying one of the sectors would be affected is people that are working. And what we need to see is even, and we start this from local authority level, we need to start to see park and ride for employees even that are working in, say, offices like the city centre, the offices.
Yeah.
So we need to move towards more park and ride. And in what we need to do as well, to put a clear plan together, we need to look at what's working in other cities, because Dublin is no longer the Dublin that it was years ago. It's a modern day city. There's higher volumes of people and higher volumes of traffic. So we need to put together a plan. Now, what works well in Germany there is an awful lot of the deliveries are done before 6 in the morning, 5 to 6, there's deliveries. And what was suggested even on one of the programmes I was listening to is we're talking now about evening deliveries. So there should be no deliveries done in daytime. There should be no articulated lorries going through it. Now, if we have a clear plan, and this is a thing I'm working on at the moment, is that we should have an awful lot of our goods travelling by rail. And then there were talks about developing the dockland. I believe it should be developed for warehousing, and I believe there should be small vans delivering at early hours of the morning or late hours of the evening. And for the people that are working in the city centres, and I said this because I studied architecture as well, I believe that where they are parking even at the moment, that these areas could be developed, because our cities are getting far more populated, and all these areas, we do not have the comfort anymore of allowing cars to park in key areas in our cities that could be developed. So we need to see an overall plan with this.
Okay, just on that point, Pat, I see a text in here from a listener who says, obviously one of your earlier callers doesn't work in retail. For instance, in Cork, it's been devastated by anti-car, lack of parking and expensive parking. And it's been cut out, customers pushed out to the suburbs as well. Some retail units now vacant for at least 10 years or more. Another listener says, I actually supply and service catering equipment, and a lot of the contractors that I know now have actually stopped doing work in Dublin city centre. So best of luck with your contributor. If they fancy a coffee, or if there's a broken coffee machine, it's not going to be fixed after 11 a.m. in the morning. What about you, Jackie? Jackie's from the Music and Entertainment Association of Ireland. Like, will these changes have any impact on the music industry?
Well, just like your last text saying there, I've been talking to various AV company, and there's one or two now that will not work in Dublin because it's just become impossible. It's like a war against cars or vans. They don't want them anywhere near the city, so they come up with these plans and put in all the traffic going down the Keys. Then they say, oh God, now there's so much traffic going down the Keys, we have to stop that. It's like Monty Python that's going on here. They're making it up as they go along. Some people in my industry now are calling it Dodge City.
They don't want to work in it.
They do not want to work in it. Like, it's becoming, everything that Louis was saying there is 100% true. Like, and I was just looking there. There is an impact study was conducted by Dublin County Council. Has anyone seen that for businesses? The impact that this would have on businesses. I'm just curious. Has Louis seen that study? Has anything been published any of the bits?
No, we haven't. No. And we don't know who did the survey. In fact, Andrea, if you were to take it, like, I mean, from the callers that you've had, and you were to kind of do a kind of percentages, I think there's probably 80% against this and 20% for it. just on the few phone calls you've had there just now.
Yeah, well, I know, and that's, look, to be fair, just to, for transparency, the lines are open. Anybody's willing to call in. I'm happy to talk to anybody who has a view on it. It's 1800 453 106. But just Tiago to Louis' point, you know, like, is it a case that just the majority of people just are not in favour of this?
The majority of people were not in favour of Grafton Street being pedestrianised. The majority of people were not in favour. I can quote every single step forward in this city, but the majority of people were against. So why are we doing it again? Why are we insisting on just putting blocks to things? We're 20 or 30 years behind other cities. We cannot compare ourselves to London and New York and Singapore, but we can compare ourselves with Copenhagen. We can compare ourselves with Amsterdam. We can compare ourselves with Lisbon.
Okay.
We can compare ourselves with other places like that. And just if you just think of the city that you would like to have, and think of the spaces, the
right?
Places,
future
like
plan and future proof the city. Let me just give a last word to Jason on this. Jason, will this impact you travelling to Dublin?
It will do, absolutely. The last visit I made to Dublin with my twin boys, went up with my wife. We wanted to see the National Museum, the Art Museum, the zoo, et cetera, et cetera. Go to Grafton Street, go to Beauty's, all those things. We ended up staying in a city centre hotel right beside the Lewis station. There was protests on the city that day. We went to the National History Museum. It was an absolute joke. It's falling apart. It's an absolute disgrace. And then we got stuck in the middle of this protest. So we were sort of ferried out of the city towards Capel Street. We ended up on the north side of the city. And the Lewis's were closed, so we couldn't get back to our hotel. So then we were told we could get on a bus, because we were there, but it was communicated to us by Lewis. So we got on a bus, and we were shown off the bus, because the person who was driving the bus couldn't understand us, and he didn't know that there was a transfer of tickets, etc. So myself and my boys were thrown off in the middle of at the bridges of Dublin, O'Connell Street, where we knew there was rioting on a few weeks previous. We just didn't feel safe, and there was crowds of people around. There was smoke in the air, there was police. I never felt more unwelcome in my life. Now, my dad's a Dublin man. They own Walsh's all around, the Walsh's around Mean Street, around the Butchers. My dad used to cycle around the city centre delivering meat and things to people upstairs, flights of stairs. We've been going since we were children. We used to drive up to Dublin, we'd park in the city centre, we'd go to Grafton Street, we'd get the beauties, goods, we'd enjoy the city, we'd do the visitors to the zoo. That isn't going to happen to my children. Because the last visit was just terrible. We had a terrible time in Dublin.
You didn't enjoy the experience.
I lived in Dublin, so I know how to get around it as well. And I never felt more
involved. Right. Okay, well, look, sorry to hear that. It's 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number if you want to get in touch. As I said, we're talking about these new traffic lanes or traffic measures proposed for Dublin City Centre due to come into effect in August. And IBEC, the business representative group, want them paused. So too, I have to say, to the majority of the Lunchtime Live listeners that have got in touch with us over the past 15 minutes.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.